Facebook is deciding the fate of former President Donald Trump, or at least the fate of his account, on the world's largest social network. The platform's new oversight board is expected to announce tomorrow whether Facebook must reinstate Trump's account after it was banned for inciting violence in the Capitol insurrection. It's the first case this board will decide, and it will have major implications for political leaders and online speech. Let's bring in Elizabeth Dwoskin. She is Silicon Valley correspondent for The Washington Post, and she has been following this story. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hey, Tanya.
So first, briefly remind us how we actually got here, what exactly the board is deciding tomorrow.
We got here because of the Capitol riots and the mob that stormed the Capitol and what Trump said in relation to that mob on that day. That day and in the subsequent days, all the social media platforms banned Trump in some shape or form. Twitter permanently, Facebook and YouTube indefinitely. And it was because of comments he made. In Facebook's case, it was a video in which he called his supporters patriots and very special. And in the case, and it was also a post where he told his supporters, "You should remember this day forever. And these are the things and events that happen when a landslide victory is so unceremoniously and viciously stripped away from patriots." So those were the posts that got him banned.
Yeah. Yes, those are the posts that got him banned, but there have been many instances of political figures using social media to push incendiary statements. So how did Trump become the test case here?
It's something that a lot of experts have pointed out, that Trump has repeatedly promoted misinformation. I think I put on, just on Facebook alone, a quarter of his posts were either misinformation or extreme rhetoric just in 2020. And so you could have almost picked any point, certainly during the George Floyd protests when he talked about looting and shooting. People thought that was incitement to violence. But Facebook has long had a very kind of tortured and kid gloves relationships with Trump, which I go into in my story today, which kind of explains why they've been very, very resistant to censoring him in any way.
Right. Well, if the board holds up this ban, it actually puts a lot of pressure on Facebook to really step up crackdowns on other online speech, doesn't it?
It does. If they permanently kick off Trump, it's almost like they're going to be setting a standard and saying this type of behavior was inexcusable. Now, here's the question. I think the million-dollar question is, which type of behavior? Is it the incitement of violence on a violent day? Or is it the whole schema of behavior, the whole way that he used social media to inflame his audience and create chaos in the country and divisiveness? And yes, as I spoke yesterday to a former executive at Facebook who worked in this area, who said day one, as soon as that decision comes down, which is tomorrow, they're going to be pummeled with thousands of questions about every other world leader who is bombastic, right, who is inflammatory.
Right. I mean, because also on the other hand, if his account is reinstated, that also sets the bar for being banned that much higher.
Yes. And I spoke to a free speech expert, Danielle Citron, yesterday, who said if they reinstate him, she believes they shouldn't. She said if they reinstate him, it's almost saying, well, a public figure can do absolutely anything and not really get in trouble. That's a strong position, but that is, you know, on some levels, just say, what would the bar be at all? There's no rules then for public figures.
Well, this board is made up of outside experts, but Facebook had actually a hand in picking them, and the board is actually paid for by Facebook. At this point, is it possible to say whether this experiment was a success, really whether other social media companies might adopt something similar?
I think we got to step back and say how bizarre this whole thing is. I mean, you have this private company, one of the richest companies in the world, that's essentially creating its own regulatory body. And everyone is covering it very seriously while we're in the midst of this political moment nationally and internationally where people are actually considering regulating this company. And they've said it's an experiment. And I think as a society, we have to see, is it successful? What does that success mean? Does it take the place of regulation? Is it a template for regulation if it's successful? For example, The Oversight Board has not just decided individual cases, but made a lot of recommendations, for example, about how algorithms need to be transparent processes. And that's something that you can actually see lawmakers adopting. So it's kind of a long-winded answer to your question, Tanya, but I actually think it's definitely too early. It's still a major experiment. And we have to, as a society, decide whether it's really enough. It's really for a private company basically picking its own umpire, you know, its own judges and paying for it. Yes, they're luminaries. Yes, they're independent. But it's still Facebook picking its own judges. It's not regulation.
That's Elizabeth Dwoskin, Silicon Valley correspondent for The Washington Post. As always, thank you so much.
Thanks, Tanya.